neighborhood came to you and we spoke about our concerns over the rezoning of this property that Courier had, and you granted the permission of opening the door, unfortunately, for other development, and so here we are because of this other rezoning. Courier's was the first request made in our neighborhood for rezoning. This still stands as the last undeveloped cove in Taney County to the state line. And we know it's a gorgeous piece of property that looks over the lake. It's inevitably going to be developed. 2 weeks ago, the Planning and Zoning Commission, they opened the discussion and announced that MRG was stating the application had changed from public water to a well without any homeowners listed in the notification. This has become a serious concern of our entire neighborhood. It's exactly one of the reasons we came to you last summer. We were concerned about the Courier property using well water and how it was going to affect our water source. Courier was a parcel with one unit housing potentially 12 people. You listened and you saw our fears, and that is why I believe that you rejected this and they came back with a conditional zoning permit. Today we're faced with a developer asking for an NR3 zoning with a potential of 22 units per acre for this 12-acre parcel. Mr. Finkbeier has admitted that obviously, of course, that's an unreasonable amount of units. That would be exactly 264 units on this property should they decide to develop it per their request. So let's say, yes, they're going to have parking, and let's say they only use 6 acres as their determining factor. Well, that's still 132 units. How many people are going to occupy those units? And are we going to have a pool for the visitors to use? We don't know. There's no plans. And we're worried. We are very, very worried where this water source is going to come from and how it's going to affect us. Is Taney County ready to provide our community and probably this nightly rental, if it is rezoned, public water? I'm speaking to you originally also about a highway entrance concern, but that's why there's this red circles on the maps that you see. I'm disregarding that today simply because the water is the most important issue that we are dealing with. It is the lifeblood of a development. A viable water source is vital, not only to us who've been there for 60 years, but for the MRG group as they move ahead with their development. We don't have any public water. Well, why? I mean, it's obvious. It's going to cost a lot of money. We live on the second highest peak in Taney County. The property that came before you just ahead of us, if you go back and look at the pictures, in the background's that high elevation. That's where we live. It's going to take a lot of lift stations, or it's going to take a water tower or something, because the nearest water source is not across the street. I kind of suspect there's a reason why MRG backed off of their original application stating they were going to use public water and sewer from Table Water. I think it's Table Rock Water number 3. It's obvious. There's no public water really close by, and it is going to cost a lot of money to do that, and who's going to pay for it? Our last concern deals with Taney County zoning regulation. Public hearing 2 weeks ago, it was pointed out to Planning and Zoning that MRG had not filed plans for location, size, and height of any building or structure to be erected on this property as the Taney County zoning code requires. Planning and Zoning responded that they never require any plans. I provided you with copies of application filing requirements and zoning certificate of change. It's part of the Taney County zoning regulation. This article states, every application for a zoning certificate or change shall be accompanied by plans in such numbers as are specified by the planning administrator, or I guess the commissioners. So, do we not need any plans? I mean, Mr. Skerritt, I'm not saying anything against you or against planning and zoning. I just want to know why we have zoning regulations and filing requirements if we're not going to use them. Just saying we want latitude doesn't seem to fill this regulation need. I wish to close in thanking you, commissioners, for listening to us last summer. That's one reason why we're back here today. We thank you for weighing in on our concerns and arriving at a conclusion that tried to hear both sides and eventually developed into a workable solution for everyone. That's why we're here today. We know that this land is going to be developed. It's the last cove. It's prime real estate. Of course it's going to be developed. We'd be naive to believe otherwise. But we're here pleading with you for prudent and careful development in this last cove. Make this developer or any other future developer show their intended use and plans. We're here pleading with you to make MRG comply with the application requirements set forth in a rezoning request before you grant a zoning change. 22 units an acre sounds an awful lot like a lot of people to me. I mean, it goes beyond the aesthetics and view or beyond noise or sound. This is water. We're concerned about having water to drink, water to shower with, water to clean our clothes and cook with. MRG has asked for the broadest scope of zoning to help them determine what they want. Doesn't planning and zoning care what MRG wants? So they can provide oversight and compliance with zoning regulations? I mean, who knows? Maybe the plans might keep as many trees as possible and have an incredible water source, and not to mention a fantastic environmentally friendly septic system. We don't know. You don't know. Planning and zoning doesn't know. Without filing plans, I mean, what good is a public hearing? We don't know what we're endorsing or what we're refuting. I mean, it only causes speculation, and we're speculating the worst since we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, if we're right, we're going to come back here in the future when we all run out of water. And what is the county going to do then? I encourage you to try to have development and growth in this area. I know it's part of where we are and where we are right now in our future in Taney County, and particularly on the western side. But you're here not only to make determinations about people making requests, but you're here to represent us. You're here to protect us. And right now we're pleading with you to really make them tell you or give you some idea what they're going to have as far as how many units or what the layout's going to be, because we are talking about water here, folks. We have a well 900 feet deep, goes to an aquifer. We don't know how much water that aquifer sustains. We have someone in our community putting in an in-ground pool. They have enough concern about the water in our little neighborhood that they're going to truck the water in to fill their pool. So please, we are pleading with you today for oversight in this development, particularly in water, because we don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. So I urge you to deny this rezoning until we have further development of what's going to be provided for us. And I thank you for listening to me.
Thank you.
I imagine the others probably already know this and everything, but exactly where's your well? Where does your water come from?
I forgot to mention that. If you look on that map, there's a small X.
Uh-huh.
That X is where our well is located for our community. It was developed about 60 years ago. It's part of Baird Mountain, the backside of Baird Mountain. And, of course, MRG Group's property is the lower side of that.
And who maintains that well?
We do. Our community maintains it. It is tested monthly by DNR. We work daily and weekly to provide good water for our community. That has been done for decades, and it's something we take great pride in.
And did you say that was 900 feet deep?
That is the information I've been given.
Is Table Rock High some county sewer?
No, ma'am. Everyone has their own septic system up there. Yes, ma'am. And the Courier property across that we dealt with last year also is on septic.
I remembered that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Morning, Danny Johnson, live 464 Table Rock Heights, and I come here to speak in opposition to the zoning request. I have some documents I'd like to provide to you.
All it is the what I'm going to cover, plus a facsimile of the of all the signatures from the people
in the Table Rock Heights community that signed a petition opposing this as well.
I think we have that.
Yes. So a little bit of this is going to be repeating what Adele had said, because water is the main concern that we have. The second concern is that we don't have any idea of how tall these buildings will be that's going to go on the site. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that. First of all, as Adele mentioned, Table Rock Heights was established over 60 years ago with other homesteads that have settled along Highway State 265. It's become a prime residential area. I know I moved in there about 3 years ago, set on top of a mountain, look out over what people would see on 165 as being the scenic view. Very pristine place. Really love it up there, and really would like to see it continue to have that beauty. The reason.